Harper Audio presents Money to Burn by James Grappando, performed by Jonathan Davis. Copyright 2010 by James Grappando. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Wall Street got drunk. George W. Bush, July 2008. November 20th, 2003. Chapter 1. The warning signs were there. I just couldn't see them. My nose was in my BlackBerry, CrackBerry, except when I was talking into it. "Can you get me the numbers on Argentine debt denominated in Japanese yen?" I said. I was on with my Asia investment team leader. The cab driver glanced at me in the rearview mirror, as if I were speaking Martian.
"Michael, give it a rest," said Ivy. "We're supposed to be on vacation."
Ivy and I were stuck in traffic on the busy Dolphin Expressway, having just flown in from New York. We were headed to the port of Miami for a Caribbean cruise that was luxurious by anyone's standards. All expenses paid. One of the perks of being a top young producer at Saxton Silvers, one of Wall Street's premier investment banking firms. "This is the last phone call, I promise." She knew I was lying, and I knew she really didn't mind. More than any woman I'd ever dated, Ivy Layton understood my world. We'd met when she was a trader at Plautus Investments, a multi-billion-dollar hedge fund, with offices in Manhattan.